out of the pan, put it on a plate, and sprinkle the onions and cheese on top. And do repeat that 2 times or 3 or 4. If you have men, you do more. If it's women, you have 2 or 3. And then I top them with sometimes an egg, fried egg, and a little lettuce around the side to make it look pretty. That sounds like a good way to
do it. Yeah, that's how we do it too.
Yeah. Mother used to make meat enchiladas sometimes, and they were always good. Or I just had meat and ground meat, cooked ground meat, salted and, you know, seasoned, and then that with the sauce on top of that.
They were still stacked, she didn't roll them.
Yeah, we stack them. We do them norteña, the norteñas, as Casa Herrada calls them.
Oh.
Enchiladas norteñas. North, I guess. Northern. Yeah. Northern enchiladas.
Yeah, I suppose they're associated with New Mexico.
I've tried rolling them, but it's easier the other way, I think.
Less messy, yeah. I've heard it's very hard to make the baked ones that you have to roll up.
And some people do it well. I've had casseroles, and then it would be better if you were having a number of people to make them ahead of time. The only time I tried it, I think I put too much sauce on, and they were soggy.
Oh, uh-huh.
So I guess you put just a little sauce, and then later cover some more sauce and cheese on top of the casserole.
Now, it must be harder with the casserole, because we always wait until we serve them to put the extra sauce on, so.
Yes. And also, you'd have to roll. They usually are rolled.
So that's messy. Are there some kinds of Mexican foods that are easier to buy than to make?
I'm sure there are. I'm trying to think of what they are. What do I usually order? Well, I'm trying not to order them anymore. I did have gorditas for a while. Never tried to make those. What else do we eat? I think they're pretty easy to make, actually.
There's a food made with masa that, and the corn husks.
Oh, yes, the tamales. Yeah, I haven't ever tried making tamales. That would be harder. I understand when they do, the natives, you know, the people that make tamales do them at Christmas time and New Year's. And all the women get together and work together.
Yeah.
It makes it easier.
Because they have to, yeah. Right. Did you used to grow vegetables?
No, I never did. I never had occasion to.
How about your daughter? She said
does.
Your daughter
Carol
was in, on your mind.
For 7 years up the valley. She grew vegetables.
What kinds did she grow?
Oh, she could do squash and tomatoes and beans and some kinds of beans. That's it. What else did she grow? Watermelon. I've forgotten what else she could. She now has a pond where the garden is. Most of it, that's a nice shaped pond. I don't know how to describe it, almost an S shape. Because she has more animals now and more pets. She's active in trying to save the wetlands that are across town from the Keystone Project, where the archaeological site is.
Yeah.
And she was the one that started all of that.
Good for her.
People started trying to save it. And a lot of others now are helping her. And but she goes every day with bread she picks up from day-old places. And I don't know what else she gives them, seeds. Takes it over to the ducks and migrating birds. She also has, she's president of the Chihuahua Wildlife Rescue Organization this year, last year, and this year. And she has 3 ducks right now. There were 2 little ducks. One had been dyed orange and one had been dyed green. Somebody had for their children at Easter, and then they got to an awkward size. They didn't want them anymore, and somebody brought them to Carol. She kept them. They're now white. Big, large ducks. Then there's an older duck that had